In your face. Well, Pride of our Footscray Bar is having a Pride Short Film Fest. It's over 3 weeks, a night a week for 3 weeks, featuring six short films each night. On the line, we have the manager of Pride of our Footscray Bar, Matt O'Keefe, and the Pride Short Film Fest organiser, Tom Nguyen. Tom and Matt, thank you both so much for joining us today on 3CR.
Thanks, James. Appreciate your interest in this. This is great.
Well, it's such an exciting film festival. It's so wonderful to have one in the western suburbs at a community bar. What can you tell us about it? Tom, it's your baby. You're the organiser. What can you tell us about the films?
It's my baby. I'm the creator of the Pride Short Film Fest. And it's the first time we've ever organised a short film fest here. So, normally, we have a monthly film night at Pride of our Footscray where we show a lot of good feature films that are popular to our communities, the queer films or like quirky cult films. And then because I work quite a lot with movies and films, even short films projects around Melbourne, and I know that there's a lot of people. Local filmmakers make a lot of movies, short films, and it's just hard to find those films. And I want to create a platform for the filmmakers to show their films to their local audience and also an opportunity for them to meet each other and then to meet the audience. And I'm very lucky that we got a lot of good submissions, and it's possible, and everybody is very supportive and on board with this.
Yeah, it kicks off on Thursday, the 28th of August. Matt, what can you tell us about Pride of our Footscray Bar? I mean, it was set up by the community. What can you tell us about the bar's history? Because it really is grassroots.
Yeah, no, definitely. Thanks for asking that, James. There's 200 people that put this together in 2017, locals mainly, all sorts of parts of our community, so gay, straight, lesbian, bi, we're owned by the whole rainbow alphabet, and I think the staffing is similar. I think we've got a staff member of every letter as well, and we're trying to be a really positive queer art space out in the west. So we are a nightclub, you know, late at night on Friday and Saturday, but we're also an arts place where every single day we're open, we have live entertainment. It's never just alcohol. When Midsummer rolls around, we've got five Midsummer shows. We're just bringing a lot of art to a queer space in the West.
And really great to foster that queer community in the western suburbs as well. So vital.
And it's been a bit of a journey. We opened in 2018 and we're open for 2 years, and then COVID for 3 years, and the cost of living crisis for 3 years. But there is a growing queer community out here in the West, so we are well supported out here, and it's good to bring things like this to the bar, like a short film festival. As Tom said, it's the first time we've done it, and I was just surprised about how much talent there is out there. It takes so much to make a movie. There's so much in any production that I thought we might struggle to fill one night, but we got so many incredible locally produced queer short films that it's extended out to a festival. Like, I just didn't understand that there was so much film talent out there.
Yeah, it kicks off on the 28th, and then the 3rd of September and Wednesday the 10th of September. Tom, what could you tell us about your favourite short film that you'll be screening and why?
My favourite one, I would say, it's called Dinner with Dad. So it's made by a director which is actually living now in Footscray, and the film is so sweet and so fun. It's quite dramatic as well. It's about a dinner between a gay son and a dad, and then things just progress in an unpredicted way until the end, and it will be screened on the first night, so I guess people have to come and see what actually happens. And
And so wonderful to be showing a film made by a local filmmaker as well. Is that kind of like the common theme? Are they mostly Melbourne filmmakers, or do you have some from other places? Like, give us the lowdown.
I think about almost 100% of the films are made here in Melbourne. Some filmmakers, they are not originally from Melbourne, but they're all in Melbourne right now. And all of them will be here at the venue to introduce their films on the night. So it's very exciting.
Matt, were you surprised about the interest in this festival from local filmmakers? I mean, it sounds like you've got, you know, a real abundance of local talent that's kicking in behind the Pride Film Fest.
Yeah, I was surprised. Like, and just the it's very Melbourne. Like these stories, like there's an action film that's really well done that was shot in the Pride Centre. It is. Like, they break into the queer archives. Like, it's just so specific to Melbourne and so specific to the community. Like, it was just a great concept. And then there's one of the films just makes a whole lot of fun about the Melbourne obsession where venues aren't cool unless they're hard to find. Like, this is specifically local. And I was surprised that how many productions there were, but how many queer productions specifically. And then the other nice thing was realising that some of the people involved in these films are also amazing performers, or they're amazing DJs, or they're involved in some other queer art. So all these people popped up on these productions that I already knew. I had no idea they were working on movies. So as Tom said, giving these movies a place to be shown is just fantastic for people to be able to see them.
And absolutely, and it really says something about the local queer creatives industry here in Melbourne that we have so much talent. Tom, what's it like liaising with the filmmakers? What are they saying to you about how vital it is for them to be given a screening locally?
Yeah, they are all so excited and they're all very supportive. And I've been working with them for the past like month and a half now since I announced the event to them, and some of the films they've already been screened before in some small festivals around, and some of them have already won a few awards. But also we have a few films that will be premiered like for the first time ever anywhere around the world, and they're very excited about it, and it's going to be the first time the audience publicly get to see those films.
Matt, I've got to ask you, what's your favourite film? Is it the one where they break into the archives? What is it?
That's such a hard question. I'll give two. I don't want to single out one. I think I was so impressed across the board, and I think there was five of us that, you know, judged the submissions in terms of whether they could be shown. And I think I was the most generous of all the judges across the board. I was very impressed. I'll give two, which is, there was a film where there's a lot of, like, gossiping between two characters, and it's so well written. It's like they were watching my group of friends talk. Like, it's so relatable and well written that I was just very impressed with the script writing. And then the one about that makes fun of Melburnians just being obsessed with places, not being cool unless they're hard to find, like how they bring that to life and what the characters have got to do to enter this venue is just hysterically funny.
That is a bit of a thing, isn't it? Like, some venues really are, especially, you know, sex on premises venues historically, for example.
Yeah, I know. If you don't go through three laneways and past two dumpsters and there's a door with nothing there, it's not fun to go there, you know. So it is very cool, and they've brought that to life very, very well. So, look, I enjoyed just the whole process, and they're very different. And, yeah, I'd encourage people to come down and see something that you otherwise wouldn't normally see.
Tom, what's it like for you curating this? I mean, it's a great experience. What's it like?
Excuse me, can you repeat the question?
Yeah. What's it like for you, Tom, curating this festival?
I thought it would be difficult, but actually not really, as the submissions we received are already quite high quality. And so for me, most of the work is grouping them together in different nights. So each night we sort of have a theme, and then we have an experience through the whole night with like shorter themes, easier to enjoy and understand, and then bigger themes, more dramatic. And it's a little bit of a challenge to put them together at the end, but now I'm quite proud of it that it's come up to three nights with three different teams, and very excited.
Now, Matt, you mentioned before Pride of Our Footscray Bar's, you know, journey, how the community got behind it in 2017, all those community shareholders. You opened in 2018. COVID hit a couple of years later. Then you got back up on your feet. Then the cost of living crisis happened. How do you sustain the place? Is it because there is that huge community support? Like, it must be challenging.
That's a good question. I think what we do and what any kind of arts or hospitality venue does, you're definitely doing it for the love of it. So we work really hard, and my offsider, Monique, works just exceptionally long hours as well. Like, it's a labour of love. It's endless. But what we do when we're doing it well, we're providing a platform for artists, and we're providing a happy space for people to come. And some people, we get a lot of people coming, particularly trans, for the first time, and they're coming into the community. So we're providing a safe space out in the West, and it's a beautiful project to work on, and that means we're happy to work 70 hours a week to do it. So we've been very well supported. Like, during COVID, we really needed support. Like, people bought T-shirts or donated or bought tickets to our online drag queen bingo to sustain us during COVID. That was really gratifying that people kept us alive during COVID when we couldn't open because we were still fairly new. And then the cost of living just crept up on all the people and all businesses. No one was prepared for how hard life was to become, and we really got supported when we needed to as well there. So I think we're making enough of an impact to enough of a community that we're still here to spot all those challenges, and we're trying to do amazing things. And, you know, it's great that we can do this for Tommy, and we're doing another rendition of Buffy the Vampire Slayer as a drag musical, and the RuPaul drag queens come here, and we do queer stand. Like, it's endless, and it's that joy of bringing this to people that keeps us here and keeps it going.
Are you surprised at what a hub for community arts Pride of Our Footscray Bar has become in the western suburbs?
It's been amazing to see it grow, because when you start out, you're kind of begging people to perform at your place, you know, and now, you know, we're 7.5 years old now, and then now people will contact us asking if they can perform. So I think it's, you know, we look after the performers very well, and, you know, we're a good stage. So it's nice to see people enthusiastic about being here with the queer stand-up comedy thing we're doing once a month. We're really trying to build that into the biggest monthly queer stand-up night around. Like, so you come here and you hear a couple of gay comedians and a couple of lesbian comedians, a couple of trans comedians, and you know there's something for everybody once a month with the comedy. And poetry is the longest running gig. Like, it's always been more about performance than alcohol, I guess. And now people are drinking less alcohol and can afford less alcohol, so maybe we're ahead of our time trying to make it about the performers. So it's good that we can do it. It's exciting.
And Tom, you've got some great titles for some of these short films. On Wednesday the 3rd of September, you've got one called Big Flirt. What can you tell us about that one?
It's a short film comedy about a poetry event where people gather together in a small town and then perform their poetries as a competition. And then it's about all the small stories of people attending the event and flirt to each other. It's very funny and with a very unexpected ending. I guess that's all I can tell, and I don't want to spoil it too much.
Now, on Thursday the 28th of August, you've got a short film called Eternal Garlic. I love that title. What can you tell us about Eternal Garlic?
Oh, yeah, it's a wonderful, beautiful film, and the idea about it is so fun and so great as well. So it's about a very, very old vampire, but he looks very young because he's a vampire, and he's trying to find dates or people to date with online dating apps. And it was difficult for him at the beginning, but then he learned a few lessons, and then things got better. And it's very sweet and it's very funny.
Fantastic. Now, on Wednesday, the 10th of September, one of the six short films playing is called The Last Custodians. What can you tell us about it?
So that's the action film. That's the only action film that we've got, and it was filmed in the Pride Centre, and it's about a group of people hijacking the museum and try to steal some very valuable paintings, and then the guards have to fight to protect the museum. Lots of very good acting sequence and a very great production.
Fantastic. Well, the Pride Short Film Fest is happening on Thursday, the 28th of August, Wednesday, the 3rd of September, Wednesday, the 10th of September at Pride of Our Footscray Bar. Tom Nguyen, the curator, and Matt O'Keefe, the manager of Pride of Our Footscray, thank you so much for joining us today on 3CR. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, you.
Thank you so much for having us.
We'll see you in Footscray one day, hopefully.
Cheers. Love to. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.